Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Billy Moran. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is hit by the pitch. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. McNairtney drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Smith out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Salmon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Askew for a passed ball. Hansen moves to second. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. as Q hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Salmon moves to third. As Q moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is walked intentionally. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Salmon scores. As Q moves to third. Brown moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McNairtney scoops up the ball and tags McDowell for the out. Two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-1 in the game. Houser hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney strikes out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Peters reaches second base with a double. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by SQ for a passed ball. Peters moves to third. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moran fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Hansen moves to second. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNairtney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-1 in the game. Moran takes first base on ball 4. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Moran moves to second. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Peters hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-1 in the game. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser strikes out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Davalillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hansen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Nicholson moves to second. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-2 in the game. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wagner strikes out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moran hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Peters is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-3 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-2 in the game. McDowell strikes out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-3 in the game. Hauser hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Salmon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso pinch hits for Joe Cunningham. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball four. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 3 in the game. McNairtney hits a pop-up towards the mound. McDowell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson pinch hits for Gary Peters. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Landis reaches second base with a double. Minoso moves to third. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford is walked intentionally. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 4 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Minoso scores. Landis moves to third. Buford moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 4 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. John Buzzard now pitching. J.C. Martin now catching. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Moran hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Chance pinch hits for Joe SQ. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. John Romano now catching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Dave Nicholson. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hansen moves to third. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Hansen scores. Stevens moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Gary Bell now pitching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Martin reaches second base with a double. Stevens scores. There goes McCraw trying to get to home. Wagner throws the ball into Hauser who relays the ball to Romano who tags McCraw who's trying to score from second, for the out. Martin moves to third. One out. It's 3-1, White Sox. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm bunts towards first. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. Martin scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Buford hits a fly ball towards center. Davalillo settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Davalillo. Landis goes all the way around to score. Buford moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, White Sox. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hershberger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-4 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.